VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, our country reels every time there's a mass shooting, and rightly so. These are acts of sheer evil. We see the finger-pointing going on immediately with the liberal left and their media saying so-called common-sense gun control is the answer. But that doesn't wipe out violence in our society. You know, we look at places that have addressed this matter through gun control, and we find that there are issues with knives, swords, vehicles, hammers, even baseball bats. Do we need to rid ourselves of these items as well? Our guest today has probed deeper, learning a common trait in so many of these shootings. It's fatherless boys, homes that are broken, boys who don't even know who their dad is, boys whose dads have left them, dads who have been abusive. We're going to delve into that topic today and also provide hope for lost boys and fatherlessness. Joining us today, we welcome Mark Hancock. Mark is the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. It is their mission to guide generations of courageous young men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventure. Mark, thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about fatherlessness. Fox News ran a story last year, 2018, and it really carries over to our present time, but the headline stated this: Missing Fathers and America's Broken Boys. The vast majority of mass shooters come from broken homes. I saw another article on another site said 27 deadliest mass shooters, 26 of them had one thing in common: fatherlessness. Comment on this issue, if you would.
Yeah, it's a big issue, and it's certainly affecting our society, and we think that in particular it's affecting boys and young men today. Our fatherlessness in our culture has just really blossomed, really grown over the last couple of years, and it's increasing around the world, really, in countries as the families become more stable economically. There's less and less need for a man in the household, so we're seeing around the world this development of these single-parent households. And although single moms are doing a Herculean task in raising boys, we can see that there's some effects when there's not two parents in that household. And boys in particular are paying quite a price.
So what's brought us to this point? Why are we seeing absent dads or dads that have abandoned their family, dads that are abusive? What's led us here?
Well, there's a lot of theories around that, but it does, a piece of that does say that because of the developing around the world economically, how there's not a need so much anymore for that breadwinner in the household. And certainly the change in the definition of marriage and what marriage is and the family, the fraying of the family, those sorts of things are just almost making fathers not necessary in some regard, but we're finding out that they really are, and the boys are paying a price. You know, we like to talk about them as being almost like the canaries in the coal mine. You know, they're really feeling the effects of being in there. They're the first ones to falter. They're twice as likely to be declared special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. Boys have fallen behind girls in every single academic category. The suicide rates for boys have just gone sky high, drug use, all those things as effects of those fathers not being in the household. Now, you can point to 100 different things, but when you look at what runs throughout all of them, things like whether it's prisoners or anything, you know, 97% of our prisoners were fatherless. Now, you can talk about race or you can look at those numbers, but really a more identifying factor is whether or not there's a father in the household. And, of course, there's just been this push over the last generation towards just the downplay of a man in the household and what his role is, the confusing roles around what men play. And I think that all has contributed to there being fewer fewer fathers in houses.
And so, folks, what we see, I mean, even our society today with this low view of marriage, we can't even figure out what marriage is. I mean, for centuries and millennia, we knew that marriage was between a man and a woman. We just don't have that knowledge anymore in our society today. We've turned away from what God has said in His Word. And I was just appalled recently when I learned of commercials that were being denied because they had gender stereotypes where a mom was holding a baby and caring for it. You can't air that. That's a gender stereotype. You can't have this, you know, dads being rough and tough and tumbling with the kids and so forth. It's gender stereotypes. And we have made this shift in our society today. And it's really tragic, Mark.
It really is. And that's one of the reasons that we think that Trail Life USA is seeing the type of growth it is, because mm-hmm. we're unapologetically Christian and we're also boy focused. We realize that boys need a program that's specifically aimed at them as much as girls do, but boys perhaps more so because of the effects on the culture, on what it's done to the male role model.
And you mentioned a couple times about just our economy and the role of dad as a breadwinner and so forth. It's not the same as what it was before, but does the role of a dad go beyond that of being a breadwinner?
Well, certainly it does. There are certain things that a dad brings to that parenting model. Men and women are different, and I know that's politically incorrect to say,
but
it's true. It's biologically true, scientifically true, psychologically true. There's so many ways. Even in the womb, the unborn boy or girl responds differently to stimuli. It's not a social construct for a boy to be a certain way or a girl to be a certain way. They're actually born that way. Their eyes are constructed differently. Their ears are different. Their brain functions different. The hormones that are functioning in their body, the way that they've developed, and physically their maturity, emotionally their maturity, socially their maturity, they're different. And we need to handle them different. And this phenomenon that we're dealing with now is that everybody's sort of the same is hurtful both for boys and girls, because it's not giving them a realistic sense of who it is that they are, the wonderful unique strengths that girls have and the unique strengths that boys have. You know, boys' eyes are constructed in such a way that they're more sensitive to things at a distance, things that are in motion. So in a classroom, you put a worksheet in front of them and he's going to struggle. That's not going to be so much fun. But he's going to be distracted by the squirrel outside the window, and that looks like ADHD. And so next thing you know, we've got this boy on some kind of medication. Well, girls' eyes are constructed to see things up close. So when they're nursing that baby or holding that child, they're looking in that child's eyes and that child's face, and they're making connections there that are critical for that baby. And so, you know, men and women, boys and girls are structured in different ways for certain reasons. And as we ignore those things, we lose those vital connections that for generations, for eons, have worked to make society progress and grow and healthy.
Do you believe that there's a war on boys today?
Well, there's certainly a war on boyhood. I don't mm-hmm. know that people are in the streets shooting at boys, but mm-hmm. there is a war on this idea of boyhood. It's like it's some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated. You know, when you look at the bulleted list of things that indicate that a boy has ADHD, that pretty much describes what a boy is. Things like running and jumping and climbing when they're not supposed to, or talking out of turn. Those are ADHD symptoms, but that's also just what it's all about, being a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we channel those things and use those correctly, those sort of things that desire for risk and competition, those are the sort of things that make for winning men, for the kind of men that if they can be allowed to excel in risk and competition, those are the guys who are going to storm the beaches at Normandy.
Hmm.
Now, those are the ones who are going to go defend our freedoms. And as we're taking those out of boys, as we're telling them that there's nothing special about them, and we're trying to tone down that risk and competition, we're giving trophies to everybody who shows up, then we're taking that critical element in our society of the winning and the focused man who goes out and protects the family. And it seems, gosh, suddenly just old-fashioned to think that that a father in the household has as his role to defend the family. Well, he does. That's in his DNA. It's in his makeup. It's in who he is physically. All those things are created in him, and to not deny those things, it takes purpose away from men. It takes purpose away from boys. And so the men and boys who are purposeless, that's what we're seeing in our society. We're seeing the failure to thrive, the failure to take chances, the feminization of men, because they've lost their purpose and the sense of how it is that they can serve the society.
Mark Hancock, our guest today, Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. And you've touched on this some, Mark, but address the critical needs that boys have. What do boys need?
Well, we've got a mini book right now. In fact, if you go to traillifeusa.com, you can download it for free. It's called The Five Critical Needs of Boys. And we frame it in terms of the outdoors because we're an outdoor organization. But we say that boys need a compass. You know, they need a true north. They need some absolutes. You know, we've kind of taken that away in our culture. But that's critical to boys. They have to know what the truths are, and we do that through Trail Life USA because we're unapologetically a Christian organization. We let them know this is true. These are some things that are just true. And boys need a map. That's the second thing. And a map speaks to somebody having gone before you to draw a picture of what it is they're going to be facing. So if you see a map, it's evidence that somebody has gone there and can tell you, hey, watch out for this corner, watch out for that. And, of course, with a boy, what that applies to is watch out for puberty. Watch out for being tempted by drugs. Watch out by being tempted by pornography. Watch out. So that map, the men that have gone before that boy in order to prepare him, that's critical for a boy to know that somebody has been where he's going and can offer advice. And so for the most part, or for many households, we've replaced that parent or that male model who's going to give them that advice with Google. And so in Trail Life USA, we're restoring that male mentorship model where boys are learning from men how to grow into winning and focused men. And they also need a guide. They need somebody to walk along with them and help them at the time of that journey and to say, hey, let's go. We can do this, and encourage him. And when you don't have a male in the household, that's hindered. Now, again, single moms are doing a great job, but the statistics are proving that in a household where there's two parents present, it's so much better. Boys also need a flashlight. They need an idea of something that's going to expose evil for them, that's going to light up things for them. Say, yes, here's in the darkness here, you need to be aware, you need to look out for this. And then the fifth thing we talk about is boys need a mountain to climb. They need a challenge before them, and that inspires them. They love to be the hero. That's in them to do that, to be the hero. And because of participation trophies, I think we're producing a whole generation of what I call unproductive narcissists. They're unproductive because we haven't asked anything of them, and they're narcissists because they think that they can achieve things that they haven't tried yet, just because they're just so. They think that they can. We haven't given them a chance to fail. And if boys don't have a chance to fail, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've learned so many of my life lessons from failures that I have. Well, we snowplow the roads for boys in a lot of cases, and in schools we're removing a lot of that competition, and it doesn't allow the boys to find out where they fit, either in society or in the relationships that they have. And they don't get a chance to do something hard and succeed because we make everything easy for them. And these are some of the things that we're addressing in Trail Life USA through our robust awards program and the way that our troops are designed and the way that we're started by churches. We've restored those five elements to boys and giving them what it is that they need to mature.
Again, folks, the website is traillifeusa.org, traillifeusa.org. We'll learn more about the program right after our break as we talk today about hope. Hope for lost boys, hope for fatherlessness, and some solutions that are evident here through Trail Life USA. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, why is helium so much lighter than the other gases?
Chris, helium is lighter because it's a smaller atom, far smaller than any other gas except hydrogen. There's a very interesting lesson we can learn from this. We know how many atoms of helium are out there from a direct observation. We also know how fast helium is produced below the Earth's surface and how fast it enters the atmosphere. By doing simple division, we can see that all of the helium that's in the atmosphere would get here in a rather short period of time, far too short to have allowed for evolution to occur. Once again, Chris, we see that the scientific evidence supports the biblical way of thinking and not the evolution way of thinking. Back to Genesis wins again.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today, a program of hope. Hope for lost boys. Hope for fatherlessness as we consider what's happened in our nation and the commonality that's taken place between those who have been mass shooters and committing the violence. Those who are being raised in broken homes has been a common trait. Does that mean everybody who's been born in a broken home or does not have a dad is going to end up this way? Absolutely not. But it's frightening to see the trend that is taking place in this regard. And as we're talking today with Mark Hancock, Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA, talked about those five critical things boys need and the analogies that go with them, the compass. Boys need a map, a guide, a flashlight, a mountain to climb. And we'll continue to develop some of this here today because, Mark, you have indicated that the fix for lost boys is dads and dad likes. Explain that.
Yeah, I really believe that every man who is called, particularly Christian men who are called to ministry, any legitimate call to manhood should include that man being a dad or a dad-like. Because in our culture today, there's so many boys who are without dads. And, of course, in Scripture, we read about the importance of ministering to widows and orphans. And I believe that men can find their focus, and then they can find their purpose when they purpose in their hearts to get involved in an organization like Trail Life USA or something where they can have the opportunity to mentor, disciple young men. And I believe that that's the fix. I mean, certainly there's a lot being debated right now about what to do about guns or what to do about laws or mental health and all these things. And perhaps they can all contribute. But the number one link between these things, way beyond anything else, is that these young men are fatherless. And so we can't ignore that as at least a strategy towards addressing where we're going as a society. So every chance that I get, I call men to step up and be a dad or dad-like. Make sure you're doing your part as a dad to stay connected with your son. You know, it's so hard today when... like I said, Google can be raising our sons. All the questions that our sons used to ask us, they can just Google now. Mm-hmm. And you would think that father is unnecessary. But when you put them in the outdoors through an organization like Trail Life USA, you can't Google how to light a fire with wet leaves or with wet sticks. You can't Google how to orient a certain trail. You need somebody who's gone there before you. And that gives a level playing field to men who can acquire these skills, have these skills, or are willing to learn these skills and then pass them on to boys. It's amazing because in the olden days when boys were raised next to their fathers and they would work on a car together, they would go out and work the field together, they'd get up early in the morning and tend to the livestock, whatever it was, they had that opportunity where the father knew everything. And the son was growing from that and looked up to him. Well, now Google knows everything, but mm-hmm. but in the outdoors, men and dads can find once again that place where they can teach that boy a skill or lead him in something or show him how fungus works or just spend that time listening to that boy. And we think that's going to make a difference. I do not believe that a boy who is in a program in a community like Trail Life USA with a group of other young men and is surrounded by godly men who are interested in his life and are taking and engaging him, I can't see that boy going out and doing something as tragic as some of these young men are doing. So I think the fix is both a faith community and strong male role models. And we're doing our part through Trail Life USA to restore those to our culture.
Mark, I'd like you to address an issue that certainly is on in everybody's mind as we look down the road past as to where we've come from. I know many are familiar with the Boy Scouts, the scouting program, But what has happened there and revealed over the last several years is just absolutely frightening. The New York Times ran a piece in April 2019 saying nearly 8,000 Boy Scout leaders have been accused of sexual abuse since 1944, researchers found. I've got an article here from CNN dated August 6, 2019. Boy Scouts refer 120 allegations of sex abuse to law enforcement, in which they refer to the massive number of boys who allegedly have been abused in the Scouts. NBC recently referred to the Boy Scouts of America as having a pedophile epidemic. What happened to the Scouts that caused headlines like these? Because some are saying we'll contrast what real life is, but what happened that took the Scouts? Because some of the things you're talking about is some of the elements that were true of the Scouts.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but you have to remember that these things are going over many years, and there's no organization that's exempt from these sorts of things. Even the church is dealing with these issues. So we can't say that this is isolated to the Boy Scouts. It's certainly a cultural thing, but you can do certain things to complicate it or make it more difficult. And we think that the road that the Boy Scouts have taken over the last 5 years is a mistake. They are now allowing open and avowed homosexual boys and leaders. Now, of course, there's probably always been homosexual boys and leaders in there, but the open and avowed part is the part that we think is problematic. If what are you going to do as a leader when you have a boy who is claiming openly that he's a homosexual? Who are you going to tent him with? Are you going to put him with another homosexual boy? Are you going to put him with a boy who's straight? And so those sort of things complicate it. And then when you surround them with homosexual and transgender leaders, we think that that's further confusing it. And now, of course, I believe it was last year, they began enrolling girls in the program, too. Mm-hmm. Well, that's only going to exacerbate all these challenges they're having. So we think that we don't think it's a very responsible approach that they're taking in order to solve their membership problems, to move down this and open up their membership to change their membership standards in order to meet certain financial objectives. We just think that that's bad for youth. And so in Trail Life USA, we're unapologetically Christian. And we are boy-focused, which means that we only allow boys in the program. And every adult in the program signs and agrees to adhere to a statement of faith, which talks about things like the definition of a marriage and talks about purity and integrity and stewardship and service and those things that we find valuable. But every adult agrees to that, and every adult has a personal reference from somebody in the church where the troop is chartered, somebody who knows that man personally, can speak for him. Every adult passes a background check, not just once, but every few years that man is background checked again, and every adult completes child safety and youth protection training every 2 years. And so we think we've gone a long way in preparing our adults in presenting the best and safest environment that we can. We also have a strict 1-2-3 policy. We don't allow one-on-one between men and boys in the program. There always has to be at least two adults present. And two deep leadership, which means that there's two adults nearby at all times in case there's some sort of injury or something going on. And then also we have buddy systems of three. So we think that we've placed in our program really the gold standard of child safety and youth protection. And whereas Boy Scouts is taking down this road where they're complicating issues of sexuality, and when they're putting all those confusing sexual issues together in one place, we just don't think that they've taken a very good direction there. And now what we're seeing nationally is that as they're creating these look-back laws that allows them to go back, more and more years in order to investigate and bring charges of sexual abuse. Of course, we're seeing them hit with lawsuit after lawsuit, and that's why they've declared bankruptcy. So it's an interesting thing to see happen. We feel like they're just headed in the wrong direction in terms of solving this problem. We will always have bad people. We will always have men who have challenges and have the wrong intent towards youth, but we're not enforcing that, and we're not opening up to that in Trail Life by compromising on things that keep our youth mm-hmm. safe.
Talk about the impact of Scripture at Trail Life USA. I see your motto is based on Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God. Your motto there, walk worthy, but talk about the impact of Scripture at your organization.
Sure. Well, there's two main things that we hold to constantly that you'll hear about TrailF USA, and one of the first things you'll hear about us is that we are Christ-centered and we're boy-focused. And the Christ-centered piece is essential for being who it is that we are, because like I said earlier, boys need a compass. They need to know what's true. So the Word of God forms our foundation, but at the same time, we're not a churchy organization. We use the analogy of carrot cake. You know, if you eat a piece of carrot cake, you're going to get carrot in every bite, but you're not going to get big chunks of carrot. But you cannot miss carrot if you're going to eat carrot cake. And that's how Christ is infused in our program. It's everything. He runs throughout the program, the Christian principles, the Christian worldview runs through every badge, through everything that we do. It's in the program. But it's not in such a way that it's difficult for people to digest. And in fact, boys of any faith or no faith at all are welcome to join the organization. We're not specifically a Christian organization for boys. We think that we can help bring boys to Christ, and we think that we can expose boys to Christian worldview and that they would embrace it when they see it in its real form. So we are unapologetically Christian, but at the same time, it's not to some extent that it's going to exclude some boys to be able to participate in the process.
Mark Hancock is our guest today, and as far as age divisions, tell us about the program.
We begin at kindergarten, and kindergarten through fifth grade is what's called our Woodlands Trail program, and it's broken up into three patrols. Our kindergartner first graders are Fox, and then our second and third grader are the Hawks, and then our fourth and fifth grader are the Mountain Lions. And then they move up into the Navigators program, which is a sixth through eighth grade program. And then in high school, it's called the Adventurers. And it's all under one charter, where if you're familiar with Boy Scouts, you have Cub Scouts. And then at some point, you leave that troop and you go join another troop. Ours is a single charter. So a boy from kindergarten all the way through 18 years of age can stay in a single troop with the same boys progressing together under the same leadership and to the same church. And we build leadership in our young men because those adventurers, those high school boys, get to go back and help the younger boys with skills or learning different values. We have a very robust awards program with trail badges in all kinds of different areas. Our highest award is called the Freedom Award. It's an incredible award. I've met a number of young men who have earned the Freedom Award, and it's quite an honor. And then we have adults. We have over 8,000 adults across the country who are administering the program in over 800 churches, and we've got about 30,000 members in all 50 states.
Now, somebody who's been involved in Boy Scouts, can their achievements be transferred over?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that we do. You know, there's some of the skills that we offer in our program that you wouldn't think are values-based, like camping or hiking. And even though in the badges that we offer in those areas, there is a faith element in there, we don't require that a boy who transfers over from Boy Scouts and already has that award earns it again. We give them credit for those sorts of awards. But the awards that we have that are values-based, like personal resources, which talks about how you support your family, or family man, which talks about the definition of a family and how you father in a family, those sort of values-based awards, there is nothing that compares to it. So boys are required to earn those awards. They can't transfer something in from Boy Scouts. There is a transfer program that allows them to bring in a lot of the skills, but the values things we require them to complete as a trailman.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Mark Hancock is our guest. He's Chief Executive Officer of TrailF USA. Their website, traillifeusa.org. We're going to take a quick break, but let's open our phone lines. Maybe you've got calls or questions on this issue, on their program at TrailF USA, concerned certainly about lost boys, fatherlessness, and look at this as being a solution to reach young men with certainly the area of need that are before them. Our number, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829.
The Bible follows the rise and fall of kingdoms and governments, covers millennia of ancient history, and reveals God's plan for humanity through powerful accounts that still speak to us today. In the hardcover book, Charting the Bible Chronologically, authors Tommy Ice and Ed Heinzen have teamed up to provide readers a panoramic view of the events recorded in Scripture, all laid out in chronological order. This book takes you from the words "in the beginning" all the way to the New Jerusalem. With 40-plus full-color charts, you will see timelines of biblical history, pre-flood genealogy, Israel, the life of Christ, and a master fold-out chart of the entire Bible. This is a vital resource for new believers and Bible scholars alike, providing a visual guide to God's unfolding plan. Charting the Bible Chronologically is available for a donation of $25 or more to VCY. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Mark Hancock is our guest today. Mark is the Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. Hope for Lost Boys and Fatherlessness is our topic today. And again, just prompted by a common thread that has been seen through several of those perpetrators of mass killings and so forth, the impact of fatherlessness in the homes. Homes that are broken, boys who don't know who their dad is, boys whose dads have left them, dads that have been abusive. Taking your calls today here on Crosstalk, our number 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Have some open lines and give you opportunity to ask questions of our guest today, Mark Hancock, as it relates to meeting the needs of young boys, middle-aged teenagers. Our number 800-733-9829. Kathy is calling from Lindenhurst, Illinois. Kathy, you're on the air.
Yes, I love the idea of separate boys and girls programs. I think that's what's needed. And I was wondering if there's something similar for girls. I was a Girl Scout leader years ago, and I stopped doing it when they introduced the gay agenda in there, and I was just wondering if there's something similar for girls.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a great question. You're going to be thrilled to know there's an organization called American Heritage Girls, and they actually preceded us by about 20 years. They've been around a long time. They're larger than we are because they've been around for 25 years now, I believe. Great organization, and it was started by Patty Garibay in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're in every state now. I think their website is AmericanHeritageGirls.org, and if you go there, then there's an interactive map to show you troops nearby. Great organization. We call them our big sisters. We communicate with them on a regular basis because we're kind of doing the same thing, but we understand how critical programs that are aimed specifically at girls and specifically at boys are. So we're great friends with them. Highly recommend American Heritage Girls.
Hmm. Thank you, Kathy. Our number 800-733-9829. So how large is Trail Life USA, Mark?
Trail Life USA is about to hit about 30,000 members. We're about 5 years old, and we're in all 50 states, members in all 50 states. And we are chartered primarily through churches. About 99% of our troops are churches. The interesting thing is if you're familiar with Boy Scouts, a lot of times a church will charter a Boy Scout troop, but they don't have any connection to the troop. That troop just meets in the basement. But in Trail Life USA, we consider our troops to be an outreach of the local church, and we interview those pastors around their vision, and we vet them to make sure that they are invested in Trail Life being a part of their church community. Actually, I was talking to a pastor not too long ago. He's taken his Wednesday night service, and all they do on Wednesday night is have a Trail Life meeting and American Heritage Girl meeting, and that's their new family night instead of their midweek service. They have families come, and if you have a boy, then the dad and the son go to Trail Life USA, and the mom and the daughter go to American Heritage Girls. If there's not a mom or a dad in that family, then there are adults in that place who kind of fill that role as a dad like or a mom like. And that is their midweek program. And if you don't have a son or a daughter at all, you still come and you serve in those programs as a mentor to one of those young men and young women. So it's a powerful thing in that it's an association, it's an outreach to the local church. We think that church is the number one plan of God, and so we consider ourselves partners with that local church. And a lot of churches have seen growth because they've started Trail Life USA churches troops. And so you can invite a boy for forever to come to Sunday school, and he may or not may not come, but if you invite him to go hiking or camping or whitewater rafting or zip lining or bouldering or something like that, he's going to go to that little 10-year-old neighbor that you've been trying to get involved in the church. And that unchurched boy joins the troop, and then that unchurched family joins the church, and we see that happen over and over again.
Wow. Robert is calling from South Dakota. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment. I'm 82 years old, and until this trend of all this divorce and remarrying doesn't turn around, our young people are in big trouble. Because I can testify no man or no woman would replace my mother or my father. I don't know how I'd ended up. So that's my comment. This divorce and remarrying thing is, and the Bible speaks so strong against that. That's my comment for today.
Thank you, Robert, for sharing that. And it's just not the home, but the impact upon a society as a whole as well, Mark, is so greatly impacted by what's happening within this aspect of marriage.
It really is. And when you look at the statistics, you can't. This isn't just our opinion. Certainly the Word of God would warn us about this. When you look at the statistics, kids who are in a two-parent household with a mom and a dad just fare better. And like I said, single moms are doing an amazing job. But my gosh, it's what a task to have to be both father and mother. And some of them, I mean, they're doing the best that they can. It's heroic what it is that they're doing. But he's exactly right. When we began the no-fault divorce things, when we began to make marriage just we took the emphasis off the lifelong part of it, mm-hmm. then yes, kids started to pay a price. But we made a lot of decisions around then that we weren't thinking about kids, whether it was the marriage laws or the abortion laws or all those. You know, a lot of these decisions we made as adults, but we weren't thinking about the effect that we have on kids, and now we're seeing it.
Courtney is our next caller, Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all y'all at the studio today, and I really appreciate that program that y'all got for kids, because I was in Walmart, and I used to be a DJ in Chicago for a little while. I was in Walmart, and I seen this young man doing this dance in front of his father, walking down the thing, the gyration and everything. And I said, if the girls are like that, that's how come we got so many unmarried women today, you know? Because this is what, when I seen him dancing, I thought of when Moses came off the mountain and he seen the people dancing until they were naked. And I thought of this verse today, John, 2nd chapter in the 16th verse. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And like the gentleman just said, to have boys talk about going out camping and the things that they do, horseback riding and things like that, they would love to do that.
Yeah.
They would love to do that. Because I remember going out with the YMCA when I was a young kid, you know, and it's just not that. They look to each other for mm-hmm. the pride. I'm going to be the baddest drug dealer. I'm going to be the baddest pimp. I'm going to have more girls than anybody.
Yeah.
And the girl get knocked
and what,
up.
What you're talking, thinking.
Not for saying knocked up, but
yep.
I'm going to say this right fast, but get pregnant, and then she's got brought another child in the world.
Yep. Hey, Courtney, thank you for that litany here, but Mark, let's bring it back here. What Courtney is putting forth is that the values of this world, the values of this world system, you are very much counterculture as it relates to Trail Life USA pertaining to these values.
We are. But what we're finding, and I don't know why people are surprised by this, you know, our dynamic growth, is because there is a remnant. There are people out there who recognize, like your caller,
mm-hmm.
that there's value in this type of lifestyle. There's value in exposing our young men and our young women to virtuous ideas and things that have been generational and for eons have been in place. And we've run from those things so quickly as if they're old-fashioned, but they're true, and they work. And Trail Life USA mm-hmm. is restoring them. in the United States.
Yeah. Thank you, Courtney. And I know you had much more to say. We've got others lined up here as well. Jim is calling from Wisconsin. Jim, you're on the air.
Thank you guys for this program. It's near and dear to my heart. I've been involved in a couple of different youth ministries. And even as I was waiting for you to take my call, I was thinking about how to bring this across. And it's like I was raised in a dysfunctional Christian home. I worked on a farm. I had a hard life. I was heading the wrong direction. It was only God's mercy that brought me back to Him. And I've been involved with a couple of different youth ministries. But it's and I've raised four children. Three of them are not serving the Lord. My youngest daughter is. And sometimes it's like it's great to be a father, be available to help out these ministries. But sometimes the man needs ministering too. And I'm just wondering, think about this maybe. Sometimes as we're reaching out to these young people, sometimes maybe set aside a time where just the men can come together and minister to one another and maybe fill some voids where they didn't have that role model, that male role model that they needed growing up, and just minister to the men so that they can effectively minister to young people.
Thank you, Jim, for raising that. And Mark, that's another dynamic as well, men who have been raised up in the situations that need that kind of mentorship as well.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful Jim brought that up because one of the best-kept secrets about Trail Life USA is the ministry that the men receive from one another. And if you think about it, we hear stories like this all the time when the men and the boys are out camping together on a overnight hike or something like that, and they bed down for the night, and the boys go to bed, and the men stay up around the fire, and that's where they have those kind of deep conversations where they'll say to one another, you know, I saw the way that you talked to your son today. How did you get a relationship like that with him? How did you do that to help me with that as a father? Or even, men who are out there and they don't have sons, but they're participating in the program, the opportunities that they have to pour into the other men's lives, and where a man may say, hey, listen, I've been trying to get across to my son, but you seem to have a way with boys. Will you help me to bring him along and to show him the way that he should be? So those powerful relationships that are formed around the fire and around in those activities, men getting together and being with other men and doing the types of things that we're doing, it just brings out the best in men for each other. So they create this beautiful community of men talking to other men, sharing their lives.
Thank you, Jim, for the call. We're going next to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Anna is calling. Anna, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I want to applaud everything you're doing for the young kids growing up. It's funny I'm after that other caller because I was calling about the 32-year-old, the one that did grow up with no ambition but thinking that they can do anything. And a friend of mine's kid, tried to be a man in one instance where he stepped in to save a girl from a bad boyfriend and he got his jaw broken and he started on Oxycontin. Anyway, the point is that he started acting out on drugs, but this guy just needs a mentor. He has two fathers that left the family, and I just want to encourage, maybe your program has something where it's for the kid that's, he's not a kid. He's 30 years old, 25 to 35, that didn't get any of this and still has a chance but has no one. I mean, it is a desert out there.
Yeah. Mark, any thoughts here for Anna?
Yeah, that is a tragic thing because we've kind of lost those connections, and it sounds like he specifically lost those connections as generational kind of things where we used to have people who spoke into our lives and told us how we could keep our way straight. And so, like I said to the previous caller, we do have men who are mentoring other men. They may be there with the intent of helping boys, but God's able to move through those other men and help those men along.
Anna, thank you for the call. We're up against a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Have a couple open phone lines here at 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. My friends, Americans have been under a brainwashing operation for a long time. And not only are they following the philosophies of the Marxist from the Frankfurt School that came to America in 1933 from Germany, they're also following the ideas of an organization known as the Tavistock Institute. The Tavistock Institute did research on people who would go to war, who were POWs and who were interrogated. And what their research showed is that they could pit individuals against each other. And the goal was to pit people against each other and create stress and to see if they could create so much stress and disunity that people would let go of their convictions. This philosophy and idea has been used on the American people at every level, education, media, and religion, to create stress, opposites colliding, and then for people to say, finally, I will let go of my convictions and join the liberal group consensus. Beware of this brainwashing.
Mark Hancock is our guest today. He's Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. We're talking about hope for lost boys, hope for fatherlessness, a solution, some answers that have come about. Mark, no doubt there are people who are listening and said, how do I find out where there's a chapter or where there's a troop near me?
Well, we make it really easy. If you go to our website, it's traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com. There's two L's in the middle. And there's a tab on there, I think it's Get Connected, and you'll find on there Find a Troop. If you click on that, it shows a map of the United States, and you can put in your zip code or your city or something in there that identifies where you are and how far you'd be willing to drive, and it'll show the troops that are in your area, and there's an opportunity to get in connection with them. If there's not a troop in your area, there's also a tab that says Start a Troop, and you find out, follow the lead there and see how you can get a troop started at your church. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, if you're signing in right now, I think there will be a pop-up for two books that you can download for free. One is called Let Boys Be Boys, and the other one is called Five Critical Needs of Boys that we referenced earlier.
Okay. Again, that's traillifeusa.org. Back to the phone lines, we have George in Olney, Illinois. George, you're on the air.
Yes, I was going to make a comment, and thank you for taking my telephone call. Basically, when God said, let every seed reproduce after its own kind, that meant that even Jesus himself said, I only do what I see the Father doing. We have to have a mentor, and we have to be shown right from wrong. But it is our choice as to where we go, because there's also a scripture that says, teach a child to come up in the way of the Lord, and when he's old enough to shave, he'll be mm-hmm. doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you, George, and that mentorship is important, and we find that even, Mark, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul says that to Timothy, he said, the things that you've heard of me, commit to faithful men who shall teach others also, and where we see that multiplication effect, that mentorship that takes place.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And in fact, we use that as a scripture in our training. We're bringing men together to be trained to lead boys. We talk about that scripture. And we've had a lot of faithful men in Trail Life USA who have on their heart to help this next generation.
Thank you for the call here, George. Let's go to Keith in Wisconsin Rapids. Keith, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I want to tell you I'm an 86-year-old man. And my dad died at 47 years of age. I was 22, and I had two younger brothers. But thanks to the Christian values that he installed in myself and my brothers, as well as my mother doing the same, she installed values too, everything in my life worked out pretty good. I wasn't perfect, but those Christian values stayed with me until the present time, and I just wanted to make that comment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Keith.
Welcome.
Appreciate that. We've got, Monticello, Kentucky, and Diana, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is, if a small church started a group on Wednesday night, would it be possible for, say, two men and two women to do the men and, I mean, the youth of all ages as to breaking them up in different age groups?
Well, the good news about Trail Life USA is we have something that's called program flexibility.
which means that you can, there's certain things that you can do in order to make the troop functional in your church. Because we have the three levels of program, the Woodlands Trail, the Navigators, and the Adventurers, if you wanted to just start with Woodlands Trail, which is kindergarten through fifth grade, then you could do that. We do require five adults to form the committee, the main committee, and there has to be at least two adults who are active in with the boys at any one time. But if you just started with, even if you just started with, let's just start with second graders or second or third graders, second or fourth graders or whatever you have in that church, you start there and then you build around it. But what you're going to find, and this is what we discover, when troops say that they want to start, or when church says they want to start a troop, they give us an idea how many boys they think they're going to have. We find that when they start, it's actually about double that. Mm. So you're going to find you're going to count on your fingers how many boys you think would be involved. You're going to be shocked at the number of friends that they have. And when the moms find out, the dads find out, it's like, hey, I want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So be encouraged. Don't despise small beginnings, because once you get up and running, you'll have about double that, and you'll see that in no time it'll be bringing new families to your church.
Thank you, Diana, for the call. We'll squeeze one last call in. Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Yes, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 and 13 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And then 13 says, thou shalt not kill. So if we can get the kids to honor their fathers and mothers, we can cut down on the killings, the mass shootings and stuff. And also, Vic Eliason recommended to me the My Eye Bible that I got from your bookstore there. If we could get the kids on that instead of on their computer or on their phone with that King James text, it would really help these kids with saturation of truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. And, of course, saturation of truth is important. Morals and values that are based upon God's word is what's important. We can have morals, but if we don't have that foundation, Mark, the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
That's true, and that's why we will never give up our Christ-centered focus, and because we know that's the foundation for our lives. And and we can get everything else right in the program, but if we're not leading these boys or exposing them or giving them the opportunity to meet Christ, then we're wasting our time.
Yeah. We have just less than a minute. What would you like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I'd love to see them seek out a troop either to get involved with or to join. The task is great. You know, we're a young organization, but we've come a long way in that short time because there is real hunger for what it is that we have. And I think that there's a remnant of people who understand that this generational gift that we give to boys, mentorship and discipleship, has a huge payoff. And it could be what helps us maintain our freedoms.
Again, folks, the website is traillifeusa.org, traillifeusa.org, and you see the items there, what every boy needs. He needs a compass. Yes, he needs that's a true north. He needs to know what is truth. They need a map, a guide, a flashlight, a mountain to climb. Trail Life USA is there to help fill in that gap, that hope for lost boys and fatherlessness. Again, it's traillifeusa.org. Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mark Hancock, our guest today, Chief Executive Officer at Trail Life USA. Certainly check out the program and see the difference that's being made in the lives of those who go through the program as well. We do need mentoring going on today, don't we? And we've dropped the ball. But folks, woe be to the society if we don't reclaim it. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.